And currently here at the KDOM studios, we're up to 58 degrees already. We're already 10 degrees above normal for this time of year, and we're still climbing. It's 7 minutes after 10 o'clock and time for Kaleidoscope. And today we get to talk with Denise Geiker, the Springfield Chamber Executive Director, Secretary of the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Busy, busy lady.
Yeah. It was a beautiful drive over here, so thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You are always welcome. You bring your smiling face in. It just cheers things up. Boy, there is a lot going on in Springfield.
Yeah, we've been busy. Springfield Chamber Retail, this time of year, we are starting off with a holiday open house where we have 28 plus businesses open during that evening, and with many activities going on. So that will be Tuesday, November 18th, starting about 4 o'clock and till 8. And then we also, during the same day, we kick off our Jingle Bell tickets too.
Okay, so. And we're going to have to talk about the Jingle Bells too, the tickets that you do, mm-hmm. because this really is kind of the official, okay, it's Christmas time.
It's Christmas time. It's time to shop local and you know, support those businesses that are supporting, you know, our community.
And making it easy. Everybody works during the day, so they make it easy staying open in the evening.
Yes. So we start off at 5 o'clock. Santa will be downtown. So bring the littles to see him. And then we also have the community choir sing down at the fire station parking lot. And our choir director at the public school does an amazing job. And we have so many kids come down, all ages are welcome. It is, anybody can come down there and sing. Okay. It's community choir. So we'll be doing that starting at 5 o'clock. And then we also will have the Springfield Area Lions is hosting a food drive at the Martha Anderson Veterans Memorial Park. And that will be from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And they will also be helping out with the free horse-drawn carriage rides.
Uh-huh. Always a favorite.
Yes. It is beautiful at night. Christmas decorations throughout the streets should be up. And that is from 6 to 8 o'clock. We really, really appreciate our sponsors and our donors for this. The F&M Bank, Mid-Country Bank, the South Point Financial Credit Union, the American Legion. They are such great supporters, and the Springfield Area Lions and the Springfield Rotary all helped contribute to make the horse-drawn carriage rides free. And while you're down there, you can stop and at Martha Anderson Park as Alina Health Springfield Clinic is giving out free cider and cookies from 5:30 to 7:30.
Okay, very good. Yeah. And plus, you got almost 30 stores that you can shop in.
Yes.
While you're there.
Yep, they should have all their holiday stuff out and, you know, just really promoting the kickoff to our holiday season and how you can, you know, go about supporting the businesses.
So you definitely want to load up the whole family and come on.
There's something for everyone.
And just plan on spending, because it's going to take 4 or 5 hours to see everything.
Yes, yes. It's in a community event for sure.
Very good. And that is Tuesday it starts.
Yes.
Now, the other thing that starts on Tuesday then is it's the kickoff to the Jingle Bell.
Yes, and it's double that night. So
explain what that means.
So for every purchase, you get one ticket.
Okay.
And for every $25, you also get a second ticket. Well, this night, holiday open house, November 18th, and also the weekend of Thanksgiving, all the stores that are open, the businesses give double that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So our Jingle Bell ticket is very popular. The retail committee under the chamber does a drawing for a chance to win up to $1,200. So we give out chamber bucks to continue to invest in our community and give sure. back. That chamber bucks can be spent at chamber members.
And now you earn those between now and Christmas?
It starts November 18th through December 17th. So it's about a month long.
Okay.
So we will be giving out one chamber buck for $200, five chamber bucks at $100 each, and then 10 at $50.
Wow, okay. So if you got lots of tickets in there, you can win a lot of money.
Yes. So, and our live drawing will be December 19th. But what we're doing is we're encouraging you to shop the businesses that are participating, which...
It's a list.
Yeah, and you can find information. It's in the Springfield Advance Press, also on the Chamber Facebook page, or the Springfield website, which is springfieldmnchamber.org.
And then you know kind of which direction to go.
Yep, the businesses will be listed, and all the rules for the promotion, which
very good.
Yeah,
it's going to be a lot of fun. If the weather holds up, you're not even going to need a coat,
right? Yeah, it's going to be beautiful.
But if it flips and if it gets cold and maybe a little snowy, then the hot cider and everything tastes that much better.
Yes, yes.
So, and this is one of those events that it really doesn't matter what the weather is.
Correct. The only thing is for the carriage rides, snow is fine, and obviously rain. It's the ice that we need to be careful of for the safety of the horses.
Sure,
so.
Got to take care of the horses. Yep. Very good. All right, Denise, anything else about this upcoming event? It starts Tuesday.
Yes.
At 4 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay. And that's really all you need to know, and you can find out everything else when you get there.
Yeah. Come see what Springfield has to offer.
Yes. And speaking of what Springfield has to offer, you've also got a live nativity pageant coming up.
We do. If you've never been, I would really encourage you to go. It is community. It is outside. It is live. There are real animals. Everybody dresses up, and the live nativity pageant, actually, we have new dates this year.
Okay.
The dates are December 13th and 14th, which is a Saturday and Sunday, and that begins at 6 o'clock. It is free to attend.
Okay. Very good. And that's now what time of day? Is that in the evening or is that
6 p.m.
Okay.
Yep.
Six.
A lot of hard work goes into, you know, making everything.
A lot of people involved, yes, too, and animals.
And then the live choir sings during the performance as well.
Okay. So, yeah, if you have not ever seen it, you definitely need to do that. And that actually is put on by the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Yes, so the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Easy for you to say.
Right, yeah, mouthful. We help promote it and kind of, Santa is the establishment that takes care of it, is finding all the characters and raising money on their end and setting up. I mean, they work really, really hard, that committee does. The Springfield Convention and Visitors Bureau helps fund that marketing piece, which the Convention and Visitors Bureau has been really busy lately, which I'm very proud of. Really trying to shine a light on the tourism aspect, and actually make sure that you are keeping an eye out on the Springfield Chamber page. We have been working hard on a tourism video, one of three, actually. That should be out soon, really trying to showcase the community and what we all have to offer in Springfield. We do have updates to the chamber website, which I kind of just wanted to talk about a little bit, just because that's where you can find all this information.
Absolutely.
The Springfield Chamber website is springfieldmnchamber.org. And within that, we have a new tab called the Springfield CVB Tourism.
Okay.
So everything regarding the upcoming live nativity pageant is on there. We also have worked with the Springfield Advance Press to just last year completed the first Discover Springfield Tourism Guide. And there's a link to that as well. It highlights the community, places within the community, a little bit of history, spotlighting and listing all, not only our chamber members, but the businesses that are local. So just really encourage you to keep up to date and
check back often.
Yes. So if you go to the SpringfieldMNChamber.org website and pull up the tab on Springfield CVB Tourism, you can see the information that I talked about regarding the Nativity Pageant, the dates and times, anything regarding the upcoming Riverside Days, and business information, some tourism information. And the tourism video link should be up there as soon as we completely get that.
Get the fine tuning done.
Yeah.
That's exciting. So, yeah, when you want to know what's going on, that's the website.
That is the website.
If you want to find out about Springfield.
Yes, and we have an amazing webmaster who is really efficient and, you know, gets information up as quickly as possible.
Very good. All right. Denise, anything else we need to mention today? You have a lot going on.
We are a very active chamber board, and we have an amazing following throughout our business community, not just in town, but surrounding towns as well. I know KDOM is a chamber member, so I love traveling to come visit you in Windham. But we were just really, you know, thankful for everybody's support in Springfield. So
everybody's got to chip in. So that definitely, and it's working.
Yeah, it sure is.
All right. One more time, it all kicks off for the holiday season. That's this coming Tuesday,
November 18th, 4:00.
All right. Denise Geiger, Springfield Chamber, the executive director. We appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you so much.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM. It is 20 minutes now after 10 o'clock.